My mission in the U.S. is temporary. I'm a Zimbabwean through and through. Love my country, citizen of Zimbabwe first before anything else. And I'm always looking for opportunities to see what I can do for my country. So, and I don't look at it just in terms of the investment. I just look at, you know, what is it that we can do, all of us as Zimbabweans, to really make a difference in my country. And I know that things are not easy right now in Zimbabwe.
But what can Zimbabweans really do from outside, you know, to help the nation?
Very small thing. Think about this, Gibbs. You went to school in Zimbabwe, right?
Yes.
I went to primary school, secondary school in Zimbabwe. But how many of us, for instance, even bother to look for each other in the diaspora and say, well, the school, Vungu Council School that I went to is derelict right now. Let's do something about the school. The high school that I went to, Moleli High School, is derelict right now. Let's mobilize resources and do something about the school. We're always thinking about, you know, the bigger picture, but, you know, I think that it's that kind of engagement at community level, making a difference where we can, that will get us used to working with each other and possibly help us in terms of changing the bigger picture.
Maybe some people may argue and say that they are not even accepted back home, so that's why they're not doing anything much to improve the situation there.
You have to fight to be accepted. I really do think that sometimes we exaggerate. I'm not talking about the political problems. I think we exaggerate sometimes the impediments that are there for us to engage with our own communities. I have, with some of my friends, mobilized almost 50,000 pairs of shoes to give to kids in different schools in rural areas. And I haven't found any impediments to that. Well, they've been there, but I have said, you know what, I have to work around this. And, you know, we've gone knocking ministry doors, all kinds of places, and say, look, and say, we are helping our local communities. Let us do that. And sometimes you have to fight for it.
Mm. Tell us a bit about the shoes.
When the GNU started, I actually, approached all the political parties in the country and said, look, we are Zimbabweans. We have nothing to do with what the bigger argument is, but we want to help kids who go to some of these poor schools, and, you know, they go to school without shoes, and just like we did, you know, when we were growing up. We actually ended up starting a program called Shoes for Healing, which was used actually by all the political parties. And it was really interesting because we were hosted by everybody when we would bring these shoes into the country, and we'd go to a poor school and, you know, donate these shoes and use that to help the kids, but also use that as the beginning of a conversation for national healing and so on. So we did that for several years. And even after the GNU, we continued with that. In fact, last year we sent 26,000 pairs of shoes that we've just finished distributing in different schools, just so that we could remain engaged. And we found a lot of receptivity to that.
So you're still doing it, and are you looking for more shoes?
Yeah, we're looking for more shoes. In fact, my plan is to go to Zimbabwe in March, and between now and then, we actually want to put together a container of shoes. And we haven't just distributed shoes. At one time, we actually put in our container material to build classrooms in a school for displaced kids in Hatcliffe. And by the way, all our efforts, we don't focus on one province. All our shoes have gone to all the provinces in Zimbabwe, and that's really, we do that intentionally because we want people to understand that, you know, this is not about poor Shona kids, this is not about poor Ndebele kids, this is about poor Zimbabwean kids, and I think that's very, very important.
How do you get these shoes, Mr. Manyika?
Talk to Friends of Zimbabwe. One of the organizations that we work with is an organization called Samaritan's Feet. Interestingly, it was started by a very good friend of mine who is from Nigeria, who, just like me and you, used to go to school without shoes.